Hey, Bears fans, this is Cole Wright from Marquee Sports Network. Now, we know you can never get enough Bears, so join us Tuesday for Bear Essentials, a recap of this week's Bears action and analysis of the week ahead. Then, we'll re-air this week's Bears game at 7 o'clock on Marquee Sports Network.
It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, so big news out of Hallis Hall today, and the news is there's not much news.
There's no news
at all. We have the Bears injury report for this week, Bears and Packers on Sunday night, and the news is Mitchell Trubisky full participation. Nick Foles did not practice today, so the Bears have yet to name a starter for this week. But I think if you kind of follow along with what's going on here, and Matt Nagy had to answer questions at length today about Mitchell Trubisky as the possible starter, it seems as if what we'll get here is Trubisky starting against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football. So the Bears right now are in a situation. They're 5-5. This is a huge game for the season. And not only is it a huge game for the season, it's also a huge game for the career of Matt Nagy. And it's also a huge start for Mitchell Trubisky. If he gets this start and he is the quarterback that goes in there, he can really help himself along. If he is looking to score that big contract in the offseason with a different team and he wants to be a starter again in the National Football League, he needs to play well against the Packers. If he goes out and lays a dud, there's probably little to no chance he is a starter next season in the NFL.
I don't think he's a starter regardless.
You know how this works. The reason I say it is because if he goes out, he plays well, it can boost the story around him. And you could also point to the fact that he took the benching like a pro. He recalibrated. He got things set according. And then he comes out, plays against the Packers. Boom. Maybe you win a football game. Boom. A couple weeks later, maybe you're winning a couple of football games. Next thing you know, maybe the Bears are still fighting for a playoff spot when we get to the final week of the season. And you can point to an offense that was improved. And if you could point to it being because of Mitchell Trubisky, that's going to help him on the open market. There's going to be a stupid team out there that needs a quarterback.
Oh,
there are not enough good quarterbacks in the NFL.
No.
And if Trubisky's on the open market, he has to play well now to help himself look for that starting gig next year.
I just don't know. Look, unless he goes out and sets the world ablaze offensively and they have this huge win over the Packers, and then that carries on, because here's the thing. If he plays well, he will remain the starter. If he plays poorly and Nick Foles is healthy in a week, Nick Foles will be the starter once again. So unless he sets like these crazy numbers out there, I don't think that there's a team that needs a quarterback that, you know, doesn't draft one high enough or something like that, that could sell their fan base on Mitchell Trubisky, because we've seen him. There's been, you know, all this tape on him. Everybody knows that Trubisky just doesn't get it. So unless he comes out and plays insanely well, I don't think there's a team that's like, this is our start. This is our project. This is our starter. No. He's going to get good money as a backup. Sure. Look at how much money Chase Daniel made as a backup, as a career backup. Mitchell Trubisky is going to have a lengthy NFL career as a backup, and he's a very good backup. If Trubisky's your backup, you have one of the better backups in the NFL, because he was a starter. He's very athletic. The football IQ might not be there, the athleticism and the willingness to work and learn the playbook is definitely there.
And so we are here today, Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Just want to give a shout out to the Trubisky Truthers, because this is your week. Here
Welcome
we go.
Back.
You're back on. You said goodbye to... Yes, you said goodbye to Mitchell Trubisky earlier in this season. But now you get to say hello, and here is Return of the Trubisky.
Yeah.
After Thanksgiving, Return of the Trubisky. Trubisky Truthers come out in force. You can all be there. The Mitchell Trubisky Truthers. Here you go, Trubisky Truthers. You can have your day.
Take that, Mitchell Trubisky.
And look, but hold on. Listen, look. He comes
take
out.
That, Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, no.
Take that
starting job.
See, this
by
is
the
where,
horns.
Where if you're a Trubisky truther, this is your time to shine. This is your moment. This is where you can really make some hay, as they
yeah,
say.
But what happens when he doesn't play well?
Well, I mean, that, then I'll go back to
listen,
reality.
I'm telling every Trubisky truther out there, from the Greg Braggs of the world to the David Kaplans of the world, all walks of life.
Take that, get Mitchell Trubisky.
Get those drafts ready for Sunday night. Get the gifts ready. Get the one where he's screaming after he scored the touchdown. Get all of them.
Locked and loaded.
The one where he's running out of the tunnel.
Locked.
And the fire's coming up.
Yes.
Get them ready. Get them ready.
Clip the little video of him this season when he was getting ready for the game and Khalil Mack came up to him and said, "Hey, 10, you're the guy, 10.
You're the guy, man.
Make a new one. But remember, people thought that was it. Khalil Mack came up to him before the game. He said, "Hey, 10, you're the man, 10. He believes in him. That was a clip. Everyone was all hot and bothered by that.
What if he was saying to him, "Don't lose this blanking game for us, 10.
Well, I mean, maybe he'll say that this week.
Don't lose the game for us, 10. How about make a new one. Take the Draymond Green and Kevin Durant gif of him doing the points and getting him hyped up. Put Matt Nagy on Draymond and put Mitch on Durant.
Who needs more hyping in that situation, Nagy or Trubisky?
Yes.
It's just unbelievable. So here's Matt Nagy earlier today at Hallis Hall giving us an update on Foles and Trubisky.
It's day-to-day right now with Nick. And so with him not practicing, Mitch got all the reps today, and I thought he did a good job. It was good to see him out there, and he looked good, and the tempo and the rhythm was good. But for Nick, that's going to strictly be a day-to-day thing right now for us, and, that's where that's at.
He also talked about, does he need to let the team know about who the starting quarterback is going to be? I mean, this is something that we've kind of gone through the motions with Nagy before, when it was Trubisky getting benched for Foles and what they're going to figure out. But here's Matt Nagy earlier today talking about whether or not he needs to let the team know now.
No, I would say this, JJ. I think that for our guys, they understand that with both. We've obviously played with both guys, and they're familiar with both guys, and I'm not so sure right now that that's where they're at. I think that they understand where both these guys are at with their injuries and their health, et cetera. So they don't really get into that too much. That's not something that they ask questions about. They just kind of roll. You know what? It's kind of similar to, in a way, it's a little bit similar to the play calling deal too. You know, it's one of those deals where they just kind of roll. Whatever play is being called, that's what they're going to run. And I think it's something similar here where they just kind of go out there, they run the plays, and whoever's back there, they just play as best as they can.
Yeah, it's similar. They're both bad.
No, that's the problem. That's the problem,
right?
Is that they're both bad. And that's why yesterday when we were talking about this and you were like, Nagy needs to prepare as if Trubisky's going to start and he's going to play as if he's the backup. Well, he is the backup.
He needs to coach him up like he's the backup.
Yeah. He is the backup.
Game plan like he's the backup going into this game. Yes.
It's all bad. It's all bad. It doesn't matter. It's all bad.
It matters.
No.
Yeah, it does. It matters because of this. If they do play well and they can find their way into the playoffs, jobs will be saved. If this is a complete...
But what do fans... Okay, here's what I want to know. What do people want, though? What do people want? What do you want?
What do I want?
What do you want?
Long-term or short-term?
What do you want on Sunday?
I want to win.
Why?
Because I want to beat the Packers.
Oh, my God. So you want to go 2-4.
What is wrong with you?
So there's 6 games left. You want to go 2-4, but those 2 wins are against the Packers.
No. I'm not about that tank life. See, like, that's the thing. You've already ruined it. Like, you're not tanking now.
You're not tanking, but you could get a higher draft pick.
What does it matter?
And you get a new coach.
They'll mess it up.
And a new GM.
Nah,
don't give me that defeatist Bears BS attitude.
No, it's not defeatist. I'm trying to win a game.
We've never had a quarterback, so why would we get one now?
Find a real GM.
I think getting a quarterback
coach
is the most important thing the franchise could do.
Find a real GM. Find a real coach and get a quarterback.
3 weeks ago, we said it's time to pivot off of Nagy. This isn't working.
So why do you want to win?
Because I want to win a football game against the Packers. Rival. Don't you want to watch a game where the Bears are playing well on Sunday? Don't you want to do that? You don't. You're rooting for just chaos and a complete dumpster fire on the field. You want Aaron Rodgers to throw for 5 touchdowns?
No.
You want the Packers to run it up?
I don't want that.
47-6.
I don't want that. No, I absolutely don't want that.
Cairo Santos.
You know why I don't want that? You know why I don't want that? Because this defense deserves better than this.
Well, exactly. They can win a football game.
Better than this. Yes.
They're not the worst team in the league.
I want them to win because of the defense. I think there are guys on that side of the ball. There's guys on the offensive side of the ball too. Allen Robinson deserves better than this. Okay. The entire defense deserves better than this. And that's why I want them to win. And that's why I want this team to make the playoffs.
Why are you shocked at me saying that I want them to win on Sunday?
Because you like chaos.
Well, I do like chaos. But I am also a realist in this situation. And unless it gets really, really, really bad, I don't think a change is happening.
Well, look,
All of us, the fans and the media, we see something that should happen. Whether or not the Bears see it the same way, I think it's a different thing.
I don't know how they can't see that.
Come on.
I don't know how you can...
They're not necessarily the most progressive, cutting-edge franchise in all sports.
I don't know how you can just see that you're 31st in every offensive category, and if it weren't for the Jets, you'd be dead last and be like, yeah, this is working.
But Pace can rely on the defense that he built.
Okay, and?
I'm giving you reasons to why they could say... We need to just, kind of fine-tune what we have here, and we could be a competitive team. I don't believe that. I think that they should change. I would prefer to have a different GM and a different head coach. I think we know what these guys are.
Yeah.
I need a different quarterback. We need upgrades on the offensive line. It's all stuff that I see.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think it's actually going to happen? Probably not, unless they lose out. Unless the Packers win multiple games this season against the Bears and the final score of both games is like 82-12.
No.
I don't think change is happening.
No, I think if they go 3-3, 2-4, and don't make the playoffs, out.
I don't know about that.
Audi 5000.
I don't know. Man, is Aqua Teen Hunger Force still on the air?
I don't know.
Solid reference by you.
Thank you.
Listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Implement a new rule?
Yeah. I mean, hold on. We have to pass it first, though. I have veto power.
Yeah, this is a new rule for society.
A veto. Oh, societal rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was doing some early holiday shopping earlier today.
Yeah.
I mean, if you holiday shop now before Thanksgiving, does it actually count as holiday shopping? It's early holiday shopping, right?
Yeah, because I'm almost done.
Wait, what?
It's all online now, dude. There's no Black Friday deals. They give you Black Friday deals for weeks, bro.
Oh, well,
Where have you been?
I like brick and mortar.
What do you mean?
Well, I like
brick and mortar. That's like, all this. You can
like
get it from the store.
Somewhere.
But you can get it from the store. From the brick and mortar store.
I know.
Small businesses, I don't know if you know this, they have websites that you can just order from.
I like going.
And
I like the action of going.
You
somewhere.
Can either go there and pick it up or they'll send it to you through the mail.
No, I'm well aware of that. But today, I woke up and I was like, I'm going to go accomplish something. And I'm going to go somewhere and do something.
You're trying to get that rolling. Okay.
And no, I would the mask on and I stay away from people. Listen, you want to talk about staying away from people. When I see someone coming on the side of the street and they don't have a mask, I will go like wide around.
Pivot.
Try and keep the 6-foot distance.
Pivot.
So the new rule is this. If you go to a store,
mm-hmm.
so I was in the South Loop, and the store I was going to is in a big shopping indoor. It's not a mall, but it's like there are multiple stores in. I guess I don't think it's called a mall.
Strip mall?
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of like a strip mall. It's on
square?
Canal Street. There's a few stores there.
Is it a square?
There's not a square. It's just like, it's a building that has multiple stores, and they all share the same parking garage.
Okay.
Okay? So I pull in.
So you went to Best Buy.
I didn't go to Best Buy.
Home Depot.
I didn't go to Home Depot, and those two establishments don't share a parking garage.
Oh, sorry.
So there you go. But I was in the area. Yes, I was in the area. So I go in, I park, I go in, and I look for what I think I'm going to find. By the way, golf balls are on sale. Forgot to text you that.
You're at Target.
No, I was at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh, okay.
But then I was done because I didn't find what I was.
Golf balls are on sale right now. Who's playing?
Well, that's why I'm giving you a tip.
Because I use a lot of balls.
This is something I would have texted to the golf group, but I didn't. I just told you right now.
So what about Tim and Alan?
Well, you can text them.
Okay.
I'm telling you now.
Hold on. I'll text them right now.
Hold on. Listen to my story first.
I'm listening. I can multitask.
All right. So I didn't find what I wanted at Dick's.
Okay.
All right.
For someone, not for you.
Not for me.
Okay.
This is a trip for others.
Okay. So you know, your dad's listening right now.
Yeah, I know he's listening.
Is it for him?
It's not for him.
Okay.
I know he's listening. He's always listening. I know. He's in there. He's
happy
in the Twitch chat.
Pat.
Well, hey, give him a happy birthday. Everyone in the Twitch chat.
Is your
chat,
dad's birthday?
It's on Friday.
Man, that's a birthday. Thanksgiving and then your birthday?
Right?
That's so awesome.
That's a great birthday, right?
Happy birthday, Pat.
Happy birthday, Dad. So everyone can... And no, it's not Whole Foods. People are saying it's Whole Foods. It's not Whole Foods.
You just said Dick's.
Okay, so I was in there. Here's the point of the story. New rule. I didn't find what I needed. Okay? So I circle around Dick's. I don't find what I need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't purchase anything. I didn't buy golf balls for myself because this was a trip to holiday shop for others.
You could
early holiday shopping. No, but the mindset was...
You get a little something for yourself.
No, the mindset was for others, not to stock up on golf balls for me.
Why not?
Because I tried to limit myself.
Okay.
But I think I'll go back and get some more. I get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I go to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to pay $3 for the parking.
Yeah.
I didn't buy anything.
Well, do you have to pay if you did buy something?
Yeah.
Because a lot of places will let you park for free.
No.
As long as you proof of purchase.
You'd have to pay either way.
Okay.
So the new rule is this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't charge me for parking if I don't purchase anything. That's the new rule.
No.
No, I walk in the Dick's.
No.
I walk in. I go around.
Opposite.
I go around the store, one loop. I only took one loop.
Nope.
Out of the store.
Nope.
I was in there for less than eight
minutes. If you're just using...
I was in there for less than 8 minutes.
I
didn't dawdle.
Veto power.
I didn't look at
the
golf clubs.
The House of
Abdallah
representatives.
I didn't stop and swing a club. I didn't look at new putters like I usually do when I'm there. I didn't do that.
The House...
I went in and I went around and I got in the car. And I left, and as I'm leaving the parking garage, and you know what parking garage that is, everyone listening, it's there.
Yeah.
$3. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I didn't buy anything.
No.
Why is it $3?
Because first of all, the House of Representatives will not pass it, and even if they did, I veto that law because, simple fact, if you buy something, you're using the parking space for goods and services. So you shouldn't have to pay if you can show proof of receipt. You're just using their parking garage to get your steps in. You should have. If you're just using it for exercise, then you get to pay. In fact, you should pay double because what are you doing then? First of all, why didn't you just look up again? Why didn't you go on the internet and look to see if they had what you wanted before you went? You're wasting gas. You wasted $3 on parking and you didn't even buy golf balls for yourself. That's ridiculous. I'd have charged you $6.
I also have this credit card thing going on where my one card is splitting apart because
get a new card.
I spray it every day with antibacterial stuff. So it's now splitting apart. So I went to go put it into the machine. You know how the machine has the little slot there?
Yeah.
It's only the size of one credit card.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to put two cards in. Who's putting two cards in there?
It started to split apart, so then I had to pull it out. And
good.
Then put it
to teach you a lesson.
But
pay $3 to get some steps in.
I just think the new rule is that if you don't actually buy anything from any of their stores, I was there for less than 10 minutes. What am I paying $3
you
for?
You pay $6.
No, but I paid $3 to walk around Dick's Sporting Goods and then to leave.
Good. You paid $3 to use a treadmill.
Vidal in Antioch, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, man?
Love this show, guys.
Thank you.
So I actually have a little hope for this Bears game. And Laser, I'm hoping, will kind of plan a game plan better for Mitch Trubisky. Why can't we install, like, the Taysom Hill package a little bit for Trubisky? every time I see a big Trubisky run, it's usually from a broken plate. I like to see a little bit more designed plays for him. I'm hoping Laser will be able to do that, because with this offensive line, sticking him in 5-7-step drops all day with this offensive line is just going to be doom. It makes no sense, like another jet sweep or off the top of my head, steering a turkey. Makes no sense.
Well, Vidal, I don't think the Packers are going to, you know, bring a lot of pressure, because they're going to want Trubisky to try to beat them through the air, you know? Yeah. They're going to, and I don't think it would make a difference whether it's Trubisky or Foles. You know, maybe it's Foles, they rush a little bit more because they know he's not going to move in the pocket, but they're definitely not going to rush a lot with Trubisky because they don't want him to get outside of the pocket and create plays with his legs, whether it's running or, you know, creating time for someone to get open, and then he can make that play. They're going to drop more guys because they want him to beat him with his arm, which is something I don't think they think he can do. And so that's going to be what they do for sure. So if you're Bill Lazor, you might try some more designed runs for him, but with that offensive line, what good is it?
I don't think they have a choice. And you're right, though. I think they can try some other stuff. Go to the part of the playbook where there's some quick slants, some three-step drop stuff. But now I'm depressed. Now.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Vidal. Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Nick and Skokie. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to say I love the show. I listen to you guys every night.
Thank you.
I'm listening to you, and forgive me. I'm not sure which one of you made the point. I was kind of going back and forth when I got in the car. So one of you said, I want to beat the Packers, and the other one said, why? And I, truth be told, I agree with both of you. Last week I called them, and we were talking about the potential of trading Khalil Mack and getting draft picks back. And I think the reason that I kind of agree with both of you is because one of you is looking for, like, the future and what we can build in the future. And the other one is like, look, football's only 16 weeks long, man. Give me something. Like, if the Chiefs were rolling into town, fine. Like, I don't really care if we win or lose this game, but you're going up against the Packers, the oldest rivalry in football, and it's like, give me something. Give me something to hang my hat on. And if you lose and go, you know, whatever, they're going to go 6-10, 7-9, 8-8 the rest of the way, you know changes are coming that are inevitable. But again, one of the things I stressed last time I spoke to you guys is this fan base is so hungry for something. I heard someone say a couple of days ago, you can win in this league with a great offense and an average or not so average, you know, defense, but everything's backwards. And I just think, like I was saying, I agree with both of you guys. You guys are both right. It's just one of you has, you know, beating the Packers this weekend, and the other one is, you know, who cares about this weekend? We need to get this team going in the right direction. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you for taking the call.
Thanks for the call, Nick. And you're right. Defenses are not as important as they were in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last team that had a great defense that won a Super Bowl, that was the Ray Lewis Baltimore Ravens. Like, since that point in time in football history.
No, haven't the Seahawks? No.
The Legend of Boom? They had Russell Wilson, who was a younger player. But,
you're talking about with a bad quarterback and a really good defense.
Like, that defense, since time has gone on from that point in history, NFL history, it has progressively gotten easier for offenses around the league. The rules have changed, and the entire game is built with the idea that quarterbacks cannot be touched, and they just get to play 7-on-7, and the team that gets the ball last is likely to be the team that wins if you have dueling quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Not if you have a team that has a crap quarterback and you can't do anything offensively, then you don't get to play in modern day football. And that's what the Bears have been stuck with, right? Like, if the Bears had a good quarterback, we'd all be a part of this modern NFL that teams from coast to coast are all watching. People are watching. Is quarterbacks, oh, okay, let's figure it out. 6 minutes left. All right, we take this possession to 2. Oh, but we need to take it down to actually a minute 20. And even if you get a minute 20 and you got the right quarterback and the right wide receivers and one timeout, they can go down the field. Like, that's what this is now. What it is you play the last one that takes it at the end, gets a chance to go down and score as long as your kicker doesn't mess it up. And that's what the NFL has turned into.
Our guy Kumar Zaman on Twitter says, I'm siding with Abdallah on this. Chris, you're occupying a parking spot, and regardless of whether or not you made a purchase, you're still responsible for the charges incurred. It sucks to get charged for parking anytime. I agree with him because you're there. Like, you're in, like, the spot and the little arm.
Would your opinion change if I told you that I parked on a floor that was completely empty?
Doesn't matter.
There was, like, one other car on the floor that I parked on.
Doesn't matter.
I was there for less than 10 minutes. I paid $3.
If I don't live in my apartment for a month, if I'm traveling, do I still have to pay rent?
Depends. Did you sublet your apartment?
Why would I? I don't want someone living in my
Because you're not there for a month.
I don't want someone living in my
apartment. But you're not there for a month, so why would you pay for that rent?
I don't want someone
You could get someone else to pay you for that rent.
Someone sleeping in my bed?
Yeah. Well, I mean, change the sheets.
It's still my mattress.
I mean, you hope they don't have bed bugs.
What if they're sweaty?
Well, hey, listen, what they do at night, I don't know. First of all, why are you having a sweaty subletter?
I don't know. I'm not sweat testing them.
What are you
them.
Doing there?
I'm not sweat testing them.
You should
them.
Probably ask.
I'm not
Put
subletting.
That on the form.
I'm not subletting.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago.
Shocked and appalled at all of you. Shocked and appalled. I can't believe you guys are all on the same side that I was there for 10 minutes at the parking garage and went into the store, walked around, left, and then paid $3. And you guys think that, yeah, I'm being called a socialist in the Twitch chat, ESPN 1000 Chicago. You're coming after me here on the show. People are tweeting at me that I absolutely need to pay the $3.
I don't know why you think you can just, like I said, I don't understand how you think that you can just park, get your steps in, and not pay any repercussions. Like, if you don't want to pay for parking, move to the suburbs. You have to drive to every
steps in.
You have to drive to every so one Dick's location, get back in your car, drive to Target, shop there, get back in your car. Drive to Home Depot. If you want the convenience of a bunch of places in one spot with a car parking garage, you're going to have to pay for parking.
I think there should be an intent involved.
No.
The intent was the shop. There was no shopping done.
Do you also want to barter for goods and services? Are you bringing cuts of beef and be like, I'll trade you some meat for some golf balls, sir. How about some milk? How about butter? Churn that milk. Get you some butter.
We have a lot to do here on the show.
No, this
tonight.
Is much better.
And also, you know, I was trying to figure this out too.
Can you do anything for people? I'll make you a hat.
No, you know,
I'll be a habit. What would your job be if you were an old timey person? If you were,
I don't know.
If you were in the times of bartering for goods and services,
carnival barker.
That's not a job.
I'd stand on a soapbox
on the
corner.
That's not a job. That's not a job.
Then
give that to the slow kid.
No, because what are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Haberdasher?
Okay, you need to sell these hats?
Yeah.
I'll go on the corner. I'll sell the hats for you.
No, I'm not paying you for that, sir. You're not getting a free hat out of me.
I can
do that myself.
I don't want the hat.
You know, people need hats. What do they do when it rains?
Umbrellas?
No, not in these times. We don't have that kind of technology, sir.
Hey, speaking of technology and umbrellas, I kid you not. What was this, 3 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
I went down a rabbit hole on the internet about umbrellas. Did you know that umbrella technology has not changed since like the 1920s? Like the patent for the foldable umbrella that shrinks and you could put it in your pocket?
Yeah.
Like that patent was discovered in the 20s.
Okay.
Umbrella technology has not changed.
I understand
Here's what's annoying about this why I was reading so much about this.
Well, you just hit the baseline already.
No, this is not a...
You know what hasn't changed in my lifetime? Toilet paper. Hasn't changed in my lifetime. One ply? Two ply?
I kid you not.
Is there ever going to be a 3-ply?
I kid you not. I was reading about this.
It's the one thing in my lifetime. It's never changed.
No, I was reading about this online because umbrellas suck.
Oh, they're the worst.
No umbrella is a good umbrella.
No. I take that back. I have a good umbrella.
until you find some good wind. Good wind always beats a good umbrella.
Because good umbrellas now have the technology to not fold. They have anti-fold-up technology.
You are full of blank because
I am not. Bought one.
Even if you, I'm telling you right now, some good wind is going to get that umbrella.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just telling you right now.
Give me a good wind.
So I'm reading about umbrellas because I find it fascinating that it's a tool we use all the time. You see people downtown Chicago walking around with umbrellas today.
Yeah.
They suck.
Mm-hmm.
The technology of an umbrella has not really upgraded.
Okay.
It's almost like, remember, you see the movies in the 60s and in the 70s. They talk about the future and like everyone's going to be living like it's the Jetsons.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to 2020 and really no one's living like Jetsons. The only difference is that our phone is now a camera.
Well, I think the plan was to live above.
That's the only thing we got.
The plan was to live above the clouds.
No, I know. That's not happening.
So we wouldn't get rained on. But this even furthers my point is that you said that you would be an umbrella guy in olden times. They didn't have until the 1920s. So what would you do?
I wouldn't be an umbrella guy. I was just...
So what would your job be?
No. I said a carnival barker on the street corner.
You're not going to make any money. How are you going to pay
for... Could I be a little paper boy?
How are you going to pay for $3 parking?
Could I be a paper boy?
You're going to take jobs away from the youth?
They don't need it.
Yes, they do.
A nickel less?
No, there's a nickel. What is it? You're paying a kid a nickel?
I mean,
I
don't know.
That's like $500.
What's the current? What's
like
the exchange
half a penny?
Rate? Oh, okay, that's a lot. All right.
At the end of the week.
I take that back. I'm going to keep my nickel.
At the end of the week, you get a full penny at the end of the week.
That's a good question. I don't know what my old-timey job would be.
Well, haberdasher is already taken because that's mine.
No, I don't want to work with you. I can barely do this. I mean,
well, yeah, but you can only have one haberdasher. You're not going to have a rival haberdasher.
You go to a different town.
This isn't Nike and Adidas.
You skip to the next
There's
town.
One town. There's one town.
There's one.
There's one town.
Alex and Wheeling, There's you're on ESPN town. 1000.
No, hi, Alex.
How's it going, guys?
How
you doing?
How are you?
There's one town. What's up, Alex?
Not much. I kind of want to talk some college football with you guys.
Go ahead.
Since the rankings came out, I saw that they put BYU at 14th. Yep. And I was pretty surprised about that. I thought they gave a lot of disrespect, and I know the common argument is that BYU, their schedule is full of cupcakes, and they're just lighting up points on them. But from what I remember, they were one of the first teams that released the schedule out there, and I'm pretty sure they're playing, what is it, like 11 or so games this year? So they're going to play the most games out of anyone. They definitely took the risk of scheduling all of them, and they've been working out the most. So when I saw the rankings, I was pretty surprised, because the committee has told the teams that as long as you meet the newly revised bare minimum requirements will consider you. But then I thought, if you're going to allow for the revisions to take place, how come you're then not going to reward a team that was able to get past all the limitations and conflicts and put up as close to regular season as possible?
Yeah, you know, it's a fair question, Alex. And the reason it's a fair question is because if you're a BYU supporter or fan and like you follow this team, like what else could you do? It's mm-hmm. Not BYU's fault that all the teams that were on their schedule canceled out on them.
Yeah.
And then at the last minute, they had to put together what they tried to figure out a schedule.
But also, Alex, do you know what their strength of schedule ranking is?
It ain't good.
It's 71st.
Right.
So, I mean, you can't compare them to, you know, I'll even use the guys that are on the outside looking in, the Texas A&Ms, the Floridas, even the Pac-12 teams, the USCs, the Oregons, who are, you know, isn't USC and Oregon below them? Yeah, they're below them because they haven't played as many games. So you can't even put them in comparison with Cincinnati because Cincinnati has a better strength of schedule than they do. So,
I
have the rankings right here.
Coastal Carolina, what's their strength of schedule? Because, Alex, I think Coastal Carolina is interesting.
89th.
Okay, so like they're way below BYU even.
Well, and Cincinnati's not that much higher. They're 65th.
So, that's fair.
I don't know. I think that they're a good team, Alex, and I think they have a great quarterback, but I don't think it's fair to put them in the same conversation with the – you know, Texas A&Ms and the Ohio States and the Floridas and Northwesterns,
it's
you know?
It's hard for me to look at, like, what's fair because at the same time, like, we're kind of like trying to put together something for a lot of these teams. Like Clemson will have to now put together the rest of their season. And even though they're a good team, you're seeing others as well that are in the same situation where they're not playing a full season and they're kind of just combobulating whatever they can. And then you look at BYU and they're, and as Black pointed out, like they're the ones that said, all right, we had the same issues as everybody else. The only difference is we were able to make the most out of what's put our way. We can't, you know, teams are going to play us because of COVID restrictions. There's nothing they can really do about it. Even though I know Washington said that they're happy to play them, and there's been a lot of talk about that. I don't think that, I think the players were happy to play them. I think the administration had a lot more say of like, we can't just take that on a whim. But you're looking at a team that kind of got lucky in the fact that they were able to schedule everything. And now since they've been the most consistent out of all of us, we're going to say like, we don't really care. It's just kind of weird when you look at it and say, we're going to give a lot of passes to a lot of teams this year, but the one that was able to replicate the most normal of the seasons, we're still not going to give you any benefit of the doubt.
Alex, you know what would sit right with me in this conversation is if BYU was at least ahead of the teams with two losses.
Yeah.
Like Georgia, yeah, Oklahoma, Iowa State.
10.
Like Georgia, Oklahoma, Iowa State all have two losses and all are ahead of BYU. That shouldn't be. Like, I get it. BYU's not going to be close enough to be in the same conversation with Northwestern or even the one loss, Texas A&M, Florida. I could make a case that Cincinnati's in a decent spot at 7, and BYU's not going to get there, but like they should be ahead of Iowa State. I think
I would love to see some of these non-power fives get at least this. I think this is the perfect year to give a non-power five a stab at the college football playoff and see what happens. You won't have as much. I mean, you'll still have complaining, but I think there's going to be a lot more allowance as to like, let's see what they can put up. Or at least see if they can kind of expand the field out to 6 and follow the old NFL playoff format now. Just give him a shot.
One more question, Alex. If Chris lived in olden times, what would his job be?
How olden are you?
Like, I'm talking like blacksmiths, haberdashers, farmers.
We have farmers today.
I know Black runs a lot, so I think he could be the courier.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
I will say this. I heard you talking trash to an Olympiacos fan,
and
I'm pretty surprised since, like, you guys are maybe, like, 3 days fresh off of getting outmatched tactically by Jose Mourinho, and I haven't heard much about that. So you're going after these small Greek fans, but you're not going to take ownership about just getting outclassed.
No.
See, he outclassed. Called, how about
he,
that?
He
on
called,
the pitch.
He called in to
get him,
to talk trash to me after losing, which I thought was weird. So that's the only reason I said anything.
Okay, it kind of sounds like a weird conversation, but I was just
Alex, trust me,
I know you guys, you Man City folks, you love to to talk and spend money. That's it.
Yeah, just wait until Messi comes here next year.
Yeah, exactly. Like this guy got smashed by the chosen one, and he's not saying, or the special one, he's not saying anything about
this. Yeah,
we'll
see how long the special.
You want to pick on the little guys at Olympiacos here, and you know someone's got to stick up for them, dude.
Listen,
come on.
I'm just saying, don't call in and talk trash after a loss. Like that's the weirdest thing that is. That's the weirdest
call I've
taken. It's just like, you were bad because the ref gave you the goal. It's like, dude, first of all, you lost 4-0 in the last. You lost 3-0 in the last game.
Oh, yeah, the infamous Man City 12th man. That's right.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for the call, Alex.
No problem, guys.
Alex and Wheeler.
You'll be a courier. I like that.
It's run from place to place with,
I like that for
with
you.
Letters and news of the day.
Come here, boy. That's you because you're little. Because I imagine you'd have to be little.
Where do you want me to run
come
now?
Here. Come here. Go and take this hat over to.
There we go.
Mr. McGillicuddy.
All right, Mr. McGillicuddy, here I come.
And then you'd be like...
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah. On ESPN 1000.
Matt Hatter on Twitter tweeted us at Adam A. Abdallah at Chris Bleck said he thinks you'd be a cobbler. I think that's a better suited for you.
I could cobble.
I don't want you to be running around messing up my orders.
I could cobble.
Because I tell you to go take this hat somewhere, bring me back a shepherd's pie on your way back, you'd mess it up.
How would I mess that up?
I don't know. You mess it up. You drop it.
I've got a steady hand, and I can.
You
got to
remember
fast.
That running around in the olden times, they weren't these flat roads. Like, those are cobblestone streets.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you might twist an ankle, and then what do you do? I don't think you should.
Hey, do you hear me? I don't twist ankles.
That's BS. You've had a bad something.
No. Yeah, a knee.
Yeah, when was the last
hyperextended knee?
Okay, fine. You don't think you're going to do that on a cobblestone street?
No. That only happened because I took a charge in basketball and the guy bulldozed into my knee went like this.
Drop like Rose.
The wrong
in the
way.
You're going to drop like Rose. Ah, oh no.
I'll twist your ankle.
I'm just saying, I don't think you want to be in a industry where an injury can keep you from feeding your family. You know, a cobbler, everybody needs shoes all the time. I'm just trying to help you out, man.
Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Join us on Friday, mm-hmm. Chicago's College Tailgate, special edition from 11 to 1:30 right here on ESPN 1000. Notre Dame at North Carolina. We will walk you into coverage of that game at 1:30. The game kickoff is at 2:30, and that is a fantastic matchup, top 25 teams. Brian Kelly going against Mack Brown, and you question whether or not North Carolina can pull off the upset. Obviously, Notre Dame's a better team. But in the last couple of years under Mack Brown, the Tar Heels have recruited really well. And I know in the ACC, it's Clemson, Notre Dame, Miami. North Carolina is making a case to be that fourth team in the ACC. And if you look at the recruiting rankings, in 2019... UNC was the 30th best recruiting team in the country. Notre Dame was 15. In 2020, Notre Dame was 18th. North Carolina was 13th. And the early class for 2021, Notre Dame is 8th, UNC 14th. So Mack Brown is doing work. He is getting high talent to North Carolina, and the football program is up and coming. Whether or not Sam Howell and the Tar Heels can score enough points, they have a lethal offense, but they're going against one of the best defenses in all the country.
They're going up against the 15th most efficient defense in the country, according to the Football Power Index, and they have the 7th ranked offense. Where they lack is their defense, 76th in defense, and 117th on special teams. So watch out for something crazy. I mean, Notre Dame's 77th on special teams, so, you know, I would say that this is going to be a strength against strength, right? You've got a top 15 defense against a top 10 offense.
Yeah.
So, and this will be a big test, I think, for Notre Dame. As people are like, oh, it's North Carolina. Yeah, listen,
they're good.
North Carolina's up and coming.
I know they've lost two games, and the Florida State game was really disappointing, but I think it's going to be a really good game. You can hear the game right here on ESPN 1000. Chicago's College Tailgate, we will be here on Friday from 11 to 1:30 with all of your coverage of the College Football Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good matchups on Friday, a couple of top 25 matchups on Saturday. So we'll have a lot to talk about on Chicago's College Tailgate on Friday. Join us if you're driving around, get ready, your Black Friday shopping. If you're going out, you're going to family, hang out with us on Friday morning, 11 to 1:30 right here on ESPN 1000. Vince in Hoffman Estates, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Vince?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just want to congratulate you guys on this new show.
Thanks, Vince.
I've been a long-time listener, Watto and Sylvie, and I've been listening to you guys starting pretty recently.
Thank you.
So I just want to chime in on the Chicago Bears situation. So I'm in my early 20s. I've been a Bears fan for almost 18 years. And to me, honestly, if they drafted Patrick Mahomes, I think he wouldn't be the same quarterback as we know today. And I think we talk about Deshaun Watson being the best quarterback of that draft and the one that got away. So I've just been witnessing this for so long, and I'm always confused whether to either root for this team because I really want them to win. But at the same time, I look at the future and I'm like, well, they should just start to tank and try to get as many draft picks as possible. So with this Packer game coming up, do you think, as much as I love the players, should they really tank, I mean, and just get embarrassed by the Packers on national TV in order for there to be actual real change in the House Hall?
No, I don't think they're going to tank. Like, you can't just tell them to lose, you know? Like, you're not going to be like, hey, Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks, don't stop Aaron Rodgers. You know, like, they're not going to be pulling up on plays here. So I think you're going to get a full effort from these guys. But why do you think Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be as good here?
I just think Patrick Mahomes came in probably the best in the best situation that any quarterback has came into since Aaron Rodgers, and maybe better than Aaron Rodgers. I feel like Deshaun Watson was the more surefire pick. He was tried and true, proven, proved it two times on the national stage. Patrick Mahomes was a little bit of a project, and that's why they did sit him for that first year behind Alex Smith before he obviously blossomed into an MVP. So that's just my take on it.
Thanks for the call, Vince. Yeah, we appreciate it, and thanks for listening to the show. We could always use more listeners. So I'm glad that Vince is on board. Bleck and Abdallah, 6 to 8 here on ESPN. What did I say that was wrong?
No, you're right. You're right.
You want less?
No, I would love more.
Well, exactly. That's why Vince.
Tell a friend.
Vince, thank you. Oh, he hung up on us.
No, he's still. Oh, okay.
Vince, you still there?
Vince?
Vince, hello? Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you for listening. Yeah. We appreciate
you.
Right? Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
See, Vince, we need Vince.
Yeah.
We need more people like Vince.
I agree with them.
What are you doing here trying to eliminate
listeners? I say? What did I say?
You laughed at me when I said we could use more.
Go fetch me a shepherd's pie.
Why, is that the only old-timey meal that you know?
Haggis.
Haggis.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Back in 2 minutes.